Ipsos poll, only 39% approve of Joe Biden, down 3 points since March. By Wendell Hasebo on April 19, 2023. Only 39% of Americans approve of President Joe Biden, down 3 points since March, a Reuters/Ipsos poll revealed Wednesday. Biden's popularity declined after he assumed office in 2021 and bottomed out at 36% after the deadly Afghan withdrawal amid soaring inflation, the polling found. It has remained near that level since then, the survey noted. He is not expected to face serious competition for the nomination of his Democratic Party, but his approval levels remain low by historical standards. Biden's approval rating appears to be greatly impacted by economic concerns. The economic health of the nation was the biggest issue facing the nation. Crime was marked as the second greatest issue. The poll surveyed 1,029 adults from 14 to 16 of April with a 3-point margin of error. Watch, ouch. Biden stumbles multiple times boarding Air Force One. Additional polling confirms the economic challenge facing the nation. 97% of Americans say Biden's sagging economy, a concern that has remained dominant for months, is a top issue of importance, a CBS News/YouGov poll found Sunday. According to a Morning Consult State of Consumer Banking and Payments report revealed Tuesday, all U.S. consumers are financially worse off now than last year with growing personal debt following Biden's inflation. Moreover, a recent Monmouth University poll found that American middle-class families, who are most likely to serve in the military and pay an overwhelming percentage of their income in federal taxes, believe they are not benefiting from the policies of the Biden administration. Only 10% of Americans believe the middle class has benefited a lot from them, while 51% say the middle class has not benefited at all. Watch, Biden veers off course, coughs through boring speech. Only 22% of Americans believe Biden's America is headed in the right direction, down 6 points since January, a Civics poll showed Friday. Two major political events have occurred since January. The nation suffered a banking crisis, and former President Donald Trump was indicted by a far-left district attorney from Manhattan. The banking crisis was caused, in part, by sharp interest rate hikes to tamp down Biden's inflation. The Federal Reserve continued to increase interest rates in March to tamp down inflation, a decision subject to speculation by financial experts, as the central bank weighed reducing soaring inflation and the stability of the banking system. Biden's 40-year high inflation, on average, cost American households an extra $5,200 last year, or $433 per month, according to Bloomberg. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.